This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We want to know what's on your mind. That's why it's the name of the show, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're practicing gratitude for our fine sponsors this Christmas week. They include our friends at High Plains Apache. They're not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about because of that Apache sprayer. Built like no other. Incredible warranty. Great resale value. Better bang for your buck. They also have the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, meaning you can get 50,000 sprayer parts for whatever you need for all your ag application parts. In Mandan, across from Bonanza. In Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Your guest host for the week, Gary Emineth, is back. Gary's an entrepreneur. He's a former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota. His son, Austin Emineth, producing as well this week. Gary, take it away.
Scott, thanks for having me here this week and all listeners out there as you're traveling around as for the holiday season, getting ready for the new year. Hey, Todd, before we get started, I was up baking last night. Here's some monster cookies for
you. Baking?
Yes, I did. And I put extra M&Ms in.
Because look at you.
And I didn't know if you like peanut, but the regular M&Ms. So,
I didn't see.
So if you're going to take a picture, you better take it out of the plastic bag. I mean, that looks kind of gross. I mean, you got to show how pretty they are.
They look fine through the
Okay. Bag. Well, the other thing I was trying to figure out is should I have used green and only green and red?
That would have been Christmassy.
So it would have been Christmassy, but that's between Christmas and New Year's here, so I thought it'd be easy. So there we go.
Well, thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Doss, appreciate it.
So I thought it would go good with your mocha, and of course, having put up with me, I think it's always good to kind of butter the bread a little bit, get you satisfied. So when I need you to rescue me, and you're kind of going, it's the amateur hour.
Now, Gary,
again.
I'd rescue you anyway, whether
you do
cookies and mochas involved.
Every
or not,
day I do so. This, you rescue me. So. So, anyway, Todd, thank you for putting up with me.
In that case, you're welcome back anytime.
Now, Austin, on the other hand, he's a real talent. I'm to kind of tag along here. So, this morning, we are going to have our first half hour. We're going to have fun with a young gentleman who Austin knows, a friend of Austin. And I want to have him spend a little time on young people being involved in politics and being a former party chairman, thinking in that category. And this young man, I'll have Austin tell you about him, but the whole idea of the millennials being involved in partisan politics or, you know, a lot of people are worried that the millennials are going to be able to carry this country forward. And, of course, every generation that ever asked that of the next one. And so this morning we're going to get a little bit of Austin doing an interview. We're spending some time with a young man, Alex Walker. And Austin, tell us a little bit who Alex Walker is, and then go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yeah, that's right. And he's kind of got a familiar last name here in the Midwest, son of current Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, also presidential candidate. But Alex is from the University of Wisconsin. He's a Badger. He's the current...
We won't hold that against him.
Yeah, no. He's the current regional vice chair of Midwest College Republicans, the National Committee, and then he was the chairman of Wisconsin College Republicans, the state, and then he was also the chairman of the University of Wisconsin College Republicans. Alex, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Austin. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Say, you're currently running for the national chair position of College Republicans National Committee. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And that's based off of Revive College Republicans. If I'm not mistaken, do you want to kind of talk a little bit about your guys' message?
Yeah. So, well, for your listeners that don't really know what the College Republican National Committee is, it's America's largest conservative voice on campus. There's 1,400 chapters at 1,400 different universities, and we have more than 250,000 members. So, you know, on a scale, at a small level, it does look, small at one university, but across the country, there's really a lot of people involved in this organization. And my campaign, it's Revive College Republicans, is about changing the organization for the better. We have a positive message going forward about bringing a stronger field program on a national level, about reaching young people in a much more positive way, and making sure that we really connect with a lot of people that we just haven't in the past.
Now, how many college Republicans are active throughout the nation, or within the Wisconsin region, within the Midwest region? What's that number of active college Republicans?
So, active number, it really just depends on the state. I know in my state, in Wisconsin, we've got more than 1,000, a couple thousand, I believe it is. The exact number kind of it fluctuates. The turnover rate for college Republicans is quick, with people graduating and everything, but it is, there's tons more people getting involved, and especially this election cycle here in Wisconsin, we had that. And I think across the Midwest, we had a lot of people really get involved and invested in the election. And, we saw chapters grow all across the country.
Now, Wisconsin, they're kind of a special state here this election cycle in 2016. Actually went red for the first for the presidential election since when was that? 1988?
84. Reagan 84. Was the last time. Yeah.
Okay. And, did the young millennials, did you see any impact? Was that significant? Did you guys really help out in the state?
Yeah, I think, we really made a difference, with the 18 to 24 year olds. We actually, for the first time, we not only won the state as a whole for presidential election, but we also won the 18 to 24 year old vote for President-elect Trump, 45% to 43%. And when we did that for Senator Johnson as well, he won the youth vote actually a little bit more, 51% 42. So we won the youth vote for 18 to 24 year olds in Wisconsin in a blue state, and we really did that by we got students involved and invested in the election. We had people mobilizing them to get out and volunteer with our state party. We do work hand in hand with the state party to connect with them on how we can help volunteer. And most of our field offices across the state, you'll see, four, five, six college Republican interns in their office, just helping out all the time. And then on top of that, you'll get volunteers for events. And we did quite a bit of doors. And we did some deployments in our state. We ran digital ads in Wisconsin for Ron Johnson, and we really targeted the 18 to 24 year old vote on campus, and we saw those results paid off.
So, for college Republicans listening across on what's on your mind, and then as well as the parents of college Republicans, how can you talk a little bit how to get involved? Are there dues? Are there what's it take to be a part of the college Republicans to get these? Get these young students actively involved, like yourself.
Yeah. So every university is a little different, depending on how they run their student organizations. But college Republicans on universities are student-run organizations. Some universities have dues, some don't. It kind of depends. Usually it'll depend. The larger universities usually do. So like the University of Wisconsin, where I go, we have about 600 members. It's one of the largest in the country, and we're very proud of that. But we don't just limit ourselves to the larger universities. I mean, we're at every single one that we can, every single university that we can have a campus chapter at, we're going to. That's one of the goals that we have. We're trying to expand everywhere we can and make sure that people feel welcome and able to express their conservative values and meet people who also agree with what they have to say. So,
and I'm on your Facebook page, Revive College Republicans. I'm going through there, and I see that one focus for you guys is making College Republicans National Committee transparent for the students across the nation. Do you want to kind of touch on that?
Yeah. I think across the country, a lot of students and members of College Republicans don't necessarily know what the national organization does. They don't really know who the national board is right now. A lot of times they find out there is a national board. A lot of college Republicans weren't aware. And we're trying to make sure that people are aware that there is a national board, that that we are listening to college Republicans across the country, and that their voices aren't going to be left behind, that we really include college Republicans across the country in the process of the CRNC, and we make sure that we hear them out about the concerns that they have and getting them involved and making a more engaging process altogether for the CRNC and for state federations and for each college chapters individually.
That's great. And then do you have any other future, I mean, do you guys plan on, you know, running on anything besides transparency? Do you have any other focuses with that?
Yeah. This week we released our field program initiative, which it drastically is meant to improve the program and expand it across the country. We're actually going to, in our program, have some field directors in North Dakota, actually, and across the Midwest here.
All righty. Well, Alex, we're going to head into the break here shortly. We've been speaking with Alex Walker, the candidate for College Republicans National Committee Chair, and we will be back shortly. You listen to What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Scott Hanlon here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Tioga, KLTC 1460 Dickinson, or on that iHeart radio app, wherever you're listening. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. We really do. Glad you're there. Glad you're listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You've heard me talk about MyPillow. One of the things I love about it is Mike Lindell, his story.
the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He's living the American dream. Getting clean from addiction after more than 20 years is part of his story. Getting the idea for MyPillow One Night in a Dream is part of his story. His family making pillows at night while he's out selling them during the day at different fairs, including right here in North Dakota. Another great part of Michael Lindell's story. Now, more than 25 million pillows sold. Incredible. Well, his story is all of that and more. And don't take my word for it. Tune in to the world premiere of Michael Lindell, An American Dream, RFD TV, 9 p.m. Central, December 29th. Check your local listings to find RFD TV, but you'll love it. And of course, if you call MyPillow, you get that twofer, fourfer. You get that incredible deal that I've been telling about it all. Twofers is two premium pillows. Twofer is the travel pillow. So four in all, a savings of $179. That deal's still going at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host, Gary Eminoff. Gary?
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is Austin Eminoff. We've been speaking with Alex Walker, the candidate for College Republicans National Chair. And Alex, I'm going through your resume here, and all I see is leadership, man. You've established yourself as a leader at such a young age.
Yeah, you know, I just try to get involved. I've been involved in College Republicans the last 4 years, the University of Wisconsin and at the State of Wisconsin. And then this summer, as a part of the member of the National Board of the National Committee, it's been a lot of fun and it's a great experience. And there are a lot of people, like even yourself, who get to be involved in College Republicans. And that's the best part about this organization is the skills and the connections that you make through college that really bring you further along in your political beliefs and get you involved and you get the chance to help people really make a difference.
Now, we're going to be talking about the millennials here shortly, but Alex, mm-hmm. I'm curious, what motivated you, what wanted you to kind of get involved? I know, son of a former party chairman, I was sick of politics during high school. I was coming home, and every time I'd hear of arguments and debates about politics and religion, and it just kind of set me over the edge. And in high school, I just wanted to ignore politics. I was tired of it.
Is that true?
It is indeed.
With you being the
24/7 in our house.
With you being the son of governor, with you being the son of Governor Scott Walker and a presidential candidate, I can't imagine the stress that's going around in your house about politics.
Our dad's pretty level-headed, and we try not to. And Matt and I are too. I think our mom definitely experiences that a little bit. But it is. With something that my brother and I have always been interested in and we've been active and involved in. And, it isn't necessarily something I've ever been strayed away from. We've been very interested. And I think what really struck my interest the most was in the recall election after Act 10 that they held, where we had 100,000 protesters here in Wisconsin. And we had people protesting out front of our home. And that really, it made it a little bit more personal for me, not necessarily in like a bad way, but it got me more involved and more engaged. And since then, I've been, it's about 5 years ago now, I've really been getting involved and helping out any way that we can, whether it was with our dad's elections or presidential campaign or the state elections here, whether it was for Trump or for Senator Ron Johnson's reelection this time around. And it's just something that we've sparked our interest just with personal experiences here in Wisconsin.
Now, I want to talk about the millennials. They've been getting a bad rep, coming from my dad.
Rightly so sometimes. They need to, as parents, we always worry that the next generation is going to step up. And actually, I'm kind of encouraged what I've been seeing lately, but when I saw 2008 and all the young people going crazy for Barack Obama and wanting handouts, I began to think, is this what we're headed to as a country? Is this where our direction, our young people, as they take over, are going to lead us? That's what always concerned me.
But thankfully, 8 years later, we've kind of had this movement of maybe the hope is transferring over from 2008 and coming to 2016 with the Trump campaign. Could you talk about that movement on campus and how that switched from 2008 and the Obama movement? And everybody was all about the hope and change. And then to 2016 with the Trump and the Bernie Sanders and people getting involved in just different ways than what we've been seeing lately.
Yeah, I think, Gary, you're right. I think in 2008, it was pretty hard to find someone who didn't support President Obama's campaign on a college campus, or even, you know, high school students were getting involved. And he, you know, he struck a chord. He was engaging with people that, you know, I think in the past people just hadn't. But, you know, this time around, we had some pretty great leadership at the RNC, and Reince Priebus, and, you know, we had Paul Ryan, and President-elect Trump reached out to young people in a way that they just hadn't before. And, you know, it was a little concerning in the beginning of the primary process with Bernie Sanders definitely making an impact with young people, too. But I think what we saw in this election is that President-elect Trump really did energize young people to come out and vote for him in a way that, you know, the media wouldn't want you to know. When you go on college campuses, it's not, you know, everyone there is not a Hillary Clinton supporter by any means. She really did not energize the youth vote, and I think Donald Trump really did. I mean, there's so many people that the media would look to hide and say, look, the young people just didn't want to get involved. They weren't engaged in this election. And that's just not the case. I mean, we saw it across the country, across the Midwest. Here in Wisconsin, we had our largest college Republican chapter we've ever had in our university. I mean, we've got over 600 kids, and in our state, our chapters were growing. People were getting more involved. And I do think that we struck a chord, and I think that speaks volumes not only to President-elect Trump, but Speaker Ryan and to you know, the leadership of the RNC and Reince Priebus and state parties across the country.
Now, could you you've kind of experienced these rallies, unfortunately, with North Dakota being such a red state. We don't necessarily get the opportunity to have the presidential candidates come up here as often as some place like Wisconsin. Trump has been there a few times, actually, hosting his rallies, and I believe you've been to one or two of them. Could you kind of explain the atmosphere that goes on at those Trump rallies?
Yeah, so it's a pretty amazing experience just how many people come out, you know, to see him. And it's not just, you know, it's not just old or, you know, the older people or like regular voters that you expect for the Republican Party. It's younger people. It's people who come from all across the state. He was actually in just around the city of Milwaukee, and he had people coming from all the way up from northern Wisconsin. And because of, you know, how exciting and energizing he is to see him and to really engage in what he has to say and hear him out without having to hear the media filters. I think he really did an exceptional job of going to talk to the people this time around, and it showed. And you know, the people listened, and
if it wasn't finals week, I know I would have made the trip down to Wisconsin. So that would have been a great opportunity. Say, Alex, I want to say thank you for coming on to the show this morning, taking time out of your day. And we've been speaking with Alex Walker, the candidate for College Republicans National Chairman. Revive College Republicans. You can look at them on Facebook, Twitter. You've been listening to What's on Your Mind with Gary Emanis.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they can help make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now, that is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can be $8,000 and more higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Gary Emina. Gary?
Thank you, Scott. That was a great segment, Austin, having Alex on, even though he's a Wisconsin kid, but the idea of getting people engaged and thinking about those millennials, and I've been a little hard on you, but as I kind of begin to think of the young people taking over and doing it, it's really great to see them engaged, because so often it's just really a function of you know, thinking out beyond yourself and what the country needs to be headed towards, or the state or city or school or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important to get the millennials involved, get the younger generation, you know, give them something to work for and give them something to, you know, that'll motivate them. And, you know, they just got to find their fit. And so that's what, you know, it's important that we get involved and we try to, you know, just reach out and show that it's, you know, it's the millennials want to do this, and, you know, let's go.
I think every generation of parents have fears for their kids and that they have a better life and all that stuff. So that's one of them that we all deal with, them listeners out there. But we're going to shift to Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. And if you have any questions for Doug, phone number 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Commissioner Doug Goring, welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, did you have a good holiday?
Well, we
moving snow?
Certainly had some, I won't say downtime, but sort of. There was some couch time where we were waiting for the wind and the snow to quit, and so we could get outside and spend hours upon hours digging out. We got out, so got to the office and back to work.
Well, we appreciate.
Actually, I took the computer home with me so I could get some more work done while I was there too.
Well, and Doug, you're a third generation farmer, aren't you? I mean, so not only from the standpoint of being ag commissioner, you actually are involved in farming operations today still, aren't you?
We do. We still farm. We still have a farm, and we're trying to grow crops, feed the world, drive the economy, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. We're certainly spending a lot of money, generating some expenses, keeping Main Street going, and certainly keeping some food products and food items moving down through the value chain and into grocery stores and stores around the nation, but also abroad too. So I think we're doing our fair share. At least we're trying, like many other farmers and ranchers out there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. I mean, I think being an agricultural state, energy obviously, got such a huge focus in North Dakota. But at the end of the day, agriculture is still the number one driver in our economy in North Dakota.
I get such a fortunate chance to work in both sides of that. So that's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Now, Doug, speaking of that, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Industrial Commission, which we can a little bit later. But really, the Industrial Commissioner is made up of the Ag Commissioner, the Attorney General, which would be Wayne Stengem, and now Doug Burgum. Obviously, so much of the Industrial Commission's focus has been energy. So when you talk about working in both segments, I mean, you really get exposed to both, don't you?
Yeah, we actually oversee 11 different agencies there between the Transmission Authority, Pipeline Authority. We have the Oil and Gas Division. We have the Bank of North Dakota, the State Mill and Elevator, the Housing Finance Agency, the Public Finance Authority. We have the Lignite Energy Research portfolio. We also have the Renewable Energy portfolio, Outdoor Heritage Fund. Yeah, and most of the time people think of oil and gas with the Industrial Commission. It's probably what the TV cameras and the journalists show up for. But, yeah, we cover a lot of things over there.
So in the Industrial Commission, you oversee the Bank of North Dakota and the North Dakota Mill and Elevator. Is that correct?
Correct.
I didn't realize that. So those two, I mean, those are actually unique anomalies to most other states. I mean, the Bank of North Dakota has been huge as it relates to helping. I got a bank in North Dakota. I was a young entrepreneur in a small town. The bank, it was more than the bank could get, so they brought the Bank of North Dakota in. And I have a son that works for North Dakota Mill and Elevator. I'd be curious, can you talk a bit about that Mill and Elevator a little bit for the listeners out there who really aren't probably that familiar with it?
Well, it was started back in the early 1900s. It was done to provide a market for the wheat and durum that was being produced in North Dakota. And it's taken off since then. It's given another market for our grains. And, in fact, I think what's interesting is we just did an expansion on that facility that makes it the North American continent's largest mill and elevator on the North American continent. In the world, I think we're ranked about number four. But it's put us in a good position to offer more opportunities for our farmers, but then also to generate revenue for the state. The state takes 50% of the profits every year, or 55% of the profits every year, and puts it into various projects into the general fund. With the Bank of North Dakota, we use it as an economic development tool. It's not to compete with the private sector, but it is to assist our financial institutions so that they can write more loans, drive more of the economy out there, support more of that business. And then from time to time, or at least to be in the past, they always used the profits back for the state of North Dakota. Recently here, I know that they put another $100 million into the general fund, and we're certainly happy to step up and be a part of that. Those are the two generating revenue entities for the state of North Dakota. Everything else in state government, I suppose you could say we actually use money and resources to regulate, to oversee, to manage, to assist and help the public. So, yeah, those are two unique anomalies that exist in the United States, here in North Dakota.
Some of my right-wing friends have always kind of thought, we need to sell that just to think of the huge asset base that it would be in this private sector. But, we've had them for so long. They're part of our state DNA. And the money it contributes to our state is phenomenal. So I always kind of wondered who they reported into. So that's very fascinating. So I appreciate that update. I want to switch gears a little bit. This last election, you know, a lot of states across the country move towards legalizing marijuana. I was just recently down in Colorado, and I was down in Colorado Springs, down having dinner, and you could just smell the marijuana, you know, shot people walking down the street having a joint. It's a little disconcerting for a North Dakota kid. And but anyway, North Dakota passed marijuana for medical purposes in North Dakota. What are the implications of that and for the ag department?
Well, and it was kind of interesting because most everything was centered around the Department of Health under this constitutional amendment, and yet they forgot one vital, very important information. All statutory authority goes to the Agriculture Commissioner with respect to seeds and plants in the state when it comes to pests and pathogens and issues that one's going to have to deal with, how you regulate, where you, how they are grown, cultivated, even to a degree how they're processed. Now there's that important role that the health department's going to play, and they're the ones that have to figure a lot of this stuff out. But we had to sit down with the health department to talk about, you know, how we're moving forward in this, because we have concerns. We have an industrial hemp program, which cross-pollination could cause various problems. And that authority has been granted to us by Congress, which also means we have a DEA registration and license to source and procure seed. And I know I was asked by those after the fact, so could you use your DEA license to go source and procure marijuana? Well, there's a problem. In the United States of America, it is still considered a Schedule I controlled substance. It cannot move across international borders or across state lines. And my authority doesn't extend that far to go and source and procure marijuana seeds. So there's a lot of pitfalls here and a lot of things we have to walk through. The other thing, we've been meeting with our legal counsel about this. We have been under a non-enforcement policy in the United States for the last 8 years. If this administration chooses no longer to operate with a non-enforcement policy and start enforcing Schedule I controlled substances, we could be in big trouble if we, it looks like we're an accessory or aiding and abetting. So as we move forward, we have to be very, very careful what we say, how we say it, and what we actually tell people with respect to growing, cultivating, producing, processing medical marijuana. And that also puts me in some tough situations when you look at pesticide use. There is no products that are registered under EPA to be used on medical marijuana plants. So if a complaint is filed with us, which we're required by law to go and investigate, this is going to cause us some real problems. We're going to have to walk through this with the Attorney General's office and figure out how we're going to approach some of this so that we don't get pulled into something that if for some reason the federal government wanted to start enforcing, we don't have people going to jail, or I go to jail, because it looks like we're aiding and abetting. So there's a lot of things that we have to walk through on this. We have to be careful about pathogens that could potentially be grown or brought into this state from seed or from the growth and cultivation of marijuana. Also, any pests that could be introduced into our environment. That's another big concern. And we're walking through and talking about these things with the health department as to what type of environment are going to be grown, Doug, and how it's going to be grown.
Doug, we're going to go to the break. We've been talking to Doug Doering, Ag Commissioner, about medical marijuana use in North Dakota. I'd like to continue with that when we come back. Doug, stay with us. Listen to What's in Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features WSI Executive Director Brian Klipfel discussing how safety affects a business's bottom line.
It's also a good business sense. I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. you know, the main thing with a good safety program and the companies that we work with is they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to force safety and work down through the organization and stress it as your, this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Learn how to effectively communicate the value of safety to your management team during the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20th through the 23rd in Bismarck. Find special WSI and NDSC member discounts and see the full course lineup at www.ndsc.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Pizza Corner fans, last chance to get in on the great December specials at Petro Serve USA stores, where Pizza Corner pizza is 2 for $11. What a deal. Pop-Tarts, too. 2 for $1. Why do I love them so much? I love Pop-Tarts. That's really a breakfast of choice. If I'm, you know, not worrying about the waistline, that is. They're just great. They're fabulous. And, of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at Petro Serve USA. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at Petro Serve USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue of Petro Serve USA near you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's our guest host today, Gary Emanet.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We've been having Ed Commissioner Doug Goring on. We've been talking about the legalization of marijuana in North Dakota for medical purposes. If you got any questions, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, Or you can email at studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You know, to kind of come back to this, Doug, I had someone call me, lived in Colorado, and they asked me, they said, I got a hard question for you. It's a moral question. I said, okay, what is that? And he said, you know, I've been approached to invest in growing marijuana, and I've never taken it. And I know you're kind of a guy that's been pretty straight about all that as well. It could be morally wrong, because he said, the guy wants me to invest about 100, 150 grand, and I could probably make over $1 million within the first year. And I said, well, first of all, I'm not going to be your conscience, and you got to figure that out. But I said, that's a pretty good return. I said, so we spent about a half hour talking about it. And one of the issues.
Well, you want to look for a smart investment. If it is, you got to consider it at least.
And I'm sure some of these farmers out there are thinking, are you kidding me? I think I'm all in. And so.
Two words, cash crop, right?
Well, cash crop, to your point. Well, one of the dilemmas is because of the federal, of making it a class, whatever you refer to it as, Doug. That you have to do cash so that when you have $1 million cash, you can't put it in the bank because the feds will come in and sweep and take your cash from you. So they had to have bodyguards and safes and store the cash. Now, I wouldn't mind having to save $1 million in, but I don't, of course. But
makes you quite a target, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you watch enough TV cop shows and stuff and target the bullseyes right on your head at that point?
Well, I don't raise any. But Doug, if someone's going to raise it in Colorado, I think it's mostly greenhouses. So if I'm a farmer out there, I can't, you know, maybe I'd like to smoke a little weed on the side, I suppose, if you're a farmer out there that may want to do that. You can't just go put this in the middle of your tree roll, I suppose, and decide to keep a little bit for yourself and decide to sell some.
Well, first got so, it in so, my show today. Scott would never have phrased it like that.
So
in a million.
So let's talk about that, Doug, for a second, for these farmers that are thinking, hey, this is probably a good opportunity to pay off some debt and generate some cash for a new truck.
Well, then there's the problem, and you hit on it already. You can't just go to the bank and borrow money to do this, because if they're involved in FDIC, which almost every bank is, the only ones that are not are like the credit unions or the Bank of North Dakota, which the Bank of North Dakota is going to be looking at this like, okay, what type of policy do we have in the books? We're going to have to go to the Industrial Commission and find out what's our approach to this. But if you think about that, if you're going to have cash ready if you're going to build a greenhouse and get involved in this business, and you're going to need more than $150,000. It's probably going to take you a couple, $300,000, $500,000, maybe $1 million just to build the elaborate type of greenhouse that you're going to have with all the security. But I've had meetings with farmers already about how can I get into this and what can I do, and I don't think they quite understand to what extent, if you're going to get involved in this, what it's going to take, because you can't put this money back into the economic or into the economy the same way that you would now by going to a bank and just putting money in there, because it's a Schedule I controlled substance and the federal government isn't going to allow that. You're going to have to work through the other issues, like you said, how many 5-gallon buckets am I going to fill with $100 bills, cap, seal, bury, and when you're going to remember where you buried them?
Big mattress.
Big mattress. Oh, and a lot of farmers have said, okay, so even if I get started, where can you get me the seed? And I've said, whoa, wait a minute, I can't get you the seed. And to get the seed into the state, how do you do this? I mean, it's illegal to move it across state lines. I know that there was talk about having certain THC levels that are available for processing. Well, who's going to do the analyzing and what type of analyzing is going to take place? There's going to have to be a procedure. There's talk of doing a third party lab.
Another government agency.
Well,
I'm kidding.
And at this point, you have DEA turning a blind eye. This is going to be a tricky situation to get into, and it's going to be interesting how it unfolds. And I know they have headaches over at the Department of Health trying to figure this out. And I know we've been involved in those discussions. We'll continue to be involved in those discussions. And I believe it's going to be going before the legislature. And there's those that are saying, you guys come with the plan. And there's others that are saying, you know, it's a free for all. But most of them have been pretty responsible in saying, no, there's got to be proper oversight, but how do you provide that oversight without, you know, involving yourself to a point that if someone from the federal government wants to show up and put you away in a federal pen for being accessory, that's a problem.
Yeah, so, that's a big problem. We've been, Doug, thank you for joining and taking time of your holiday season to join us. It's been a fun half hour talking about legal marijuana. One thing I will say is you mentioned earlier that it's not like because I need it, I can go get myself a joint. It's going to be a doctor prescription. It's going to probably be by a pill. Maybe you can get a, maybe they'll sell brownies at the pharmacy. I'll have to check. We'll have somebody check at CVS. I don't know.
Brownies and gummies.
So, Doug, thank you for joining us. You have a great Happy New Year. This is Gary Emmons with What's on Your Mind. Dale Sandstrom shortly.
And tell us, what's on your mind?
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever because you have some fun things to put a bow on. Like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about them.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.